Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Now more of our conversation with Ralph Wellborn, author of Topple, The End of the Firm-Based Strategy and Rise of New Models for Explosive Growth.
An interesting concept you talk about in the book is plant a flag on the problem to own it. Talk about that, because it comes from a maybe different angle than most people would think.
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, there are four key lessons of these explosive growth companies. And the first one is ask the new strategic question that we talked about. The second one is plant a flag on a problem. So here's one of the things, is from my perspective, is that if you historically and across all industries, explosive growth has always come from tackling friction or market breakdown. And planting a flag is figuring out what point of friction or what market breakdown or what a big problem is that you want to own. And then, and only then, you start to figure out, well, what are the different capabilities? What are the different products and services are necessary to protect that flag, to surround that flag? And this is radically different from, again, where the majority of people are headed. So let's make this very, very, very pragmatic, because I think it's critical. Many, many, many people will look at customer centricity and their growth strategies in terms of, how can I sell more of what I've got today to my customers?
Yes.
So customer centricity is very much around my customers buy my products and services. They may have some problems with it. I need to smooth it out so I can sell more of my products and services. That is, in my mind, a classic running the red queen phenomenon, because customers don't really care about your products and services. They care about them insofar as it allows them to do something, to solve a problem that they've got. So planting a flag around a problem is if you think of it visually, is an outside-in view, as opposed to how can I sell more of what I've currently got inside-out view. It's around define the problem and then say, what are all the capabilities or all the products and services that can deliver it? That gives you a whole landscape of possible products and services that can be delivered. At that point, then and only then, you say, my current product and services can solve this part of the problem, but that may give you insight as a whole other set of products and services to deliver to solve that problem. But gee, maybe there are other products and services or capabilities that someone else is necessary to solve that and protect that flag. And that is what gives rise to who else to engage with in order to capture that value around planting the flag. So planting the flag is just a different way of looking at the inherent points of friction or market breakdown that opens up. It's a whole new lens of looking at new landscape of opportunity for you.
It is a whole new area. And if you're sitting there thinking, okay, this makes a lot of sense to me, I need to focus on this, how does a company identify where to plant a flag?
Well, it goes back to the first question. The first question is, where's value being created and destroyed in the ecosystem that I and my customers are engaged in? That, again, that question.
That's key.
Alone. That is it, right? Because here's the funny thing. The traditional approach to strategy is, most strategies, frankly, are more planning processes. It's about, I grew 3% this year, how do I grow 4% next year?
Yes.
And it's also about, how do I sell more of my current products and services? The ecosystem, the new strategic question doesn't start there. It starts from the point of view, where's value being created and destroyed in the ecosystem in which we're engaged? What are the points of friction that's driving those changes in where how value is being created? And how's it being destroyed? I love the value being destroyed part. You get so much insight there, because that's when you start to figure out, well, where are the points of friction? Where's the breakdown? Where's the non-consumption? That's where you focus on. And then based on that, you go, here are three or four or five possible areas of big areas of explosive growth opportunity. How do I fit into those? And again, that's where so you start with that question, and then that gives rise to, what are the new capabilities, the new 20% needed to go capture that? Then and only then do you start to say, how does what I currently do fit into that? And then given that, what do I do about it? So that's why that's how you start figuring out the friction points.
It's an excellent new book. It's called Topple, The End of Firm-Based Strategy and Rise of New Models for Explosive Growth. Co-author is business leader Ralph Wellborn, our guest on the program. You can go to just about any place where books are sold and pick up a copy. You can go to topplebook.com, and you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on, go directly to Ralph's website. Ralph, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Once again, the book is Topple, The End of Firm-Based Strategy and Rise of New Models for Explosive Growth. Business leader, author Ralph Wellborn has been our guest. Information at topplebook.com and, of course, at thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.